Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
630 CHED Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins. Weekdays at 6 on 630 CHED.
Well, a pleasure to have you tuning in tonight. That was a fun first hour of the show. Craig McTavish and Kelly Rudy are two regulars here on Inside Sports going back to back. Really enjoyed Mac T telling some stories about trying to check Mario Lemieux. And, of course, really interesting insight into what he thinks so far of Philip Broberg, of William Lagesson, and also of Markus Niemelainen, who is very likely to make his NHL debut tomorrow night. Furnace Family Oilers hockey starts at 6 with the faceoff show. The game is at 8, Oilers and Penguins. The Oilers did not practice today. They canceled it this morning with Cody Ceci going into COVID protocol. So hopefully that's the only protocol player they will have to deal with, and things will proceed from here. But yet another man down on the Oilers blue line. Quickly updating the NHL action this evening. It is 1-0. Red Wings leading the Bruins 5 minutes into the third. After two, Capitals up 4-1 on the Panthers. Early second period, Lightning up 3-0 in St. Louis. In the third, San Jose up 4-0 on the Devils. 3-0 Predators over the Blue Jackets after one. Early second period, Coyotes and Wild tied 1-1. And about 5 minutes left in the first, it's the Stars leading the Hurricanes 1-0. Ducks and Kings still to come a little bit later on tonight. Now, also, remember this for tomorrow. 9 a.m. is when the announcement is supposed to happen for the World Junior roster. And I would think that we got three members of the Edmonton Oil Kings very likely to be there. Jake Neighbors, Dylan Gunther, and Sebastian Kosa, the goaltender. I would have to say that very, very strong chances to be on the team, but we'll find out for sure tomorrow morning. I think from a local angle, you got Sherwood Park's Caden Gooley, Western Hockey League defenseman, pretty good chance to be on the team there as well. But so that'll come out 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Of course, Bob Stauffer will talk about it on the faceoff or on Oilers Now between noon and two. And then I will have the faceoff show from 6 to 8. So that'll be another storyline taking you into tomorrow night's game. 780-496-0063 is how you can get in touch. The hotline is presented by CertainTeed professional grade building materials. You can follow me on Twitter at Reed Wilkins, R-E-I-D-W-I-L-K-I-N-S. And if you would like to send me an email, it is insidesports@630ched.com. Kellen Kennedy back at the 630 Ched broadcasting compound. Kellen, how are you doing, old boy?
Doing good. How are you doing, Reed?
I am doing good. You ready for Santa's Day tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. All day, we are, we're ready to go. I'm ready to go. I'm speechless over the whole deal. I'm ready to go.
You're excited. It's an exciting day for us. It's a big day for 630 CHED. Santa's Anonymous. We're going to, help so many kids and so many families with all our wonderful listeners helping out however they can. The number is going to open tomorrow morning at 6, 587-416-1000. Really exciting on our morning show. Chelsea Bird's taking a day out of her maternity leave to be on air with Daryl.
She's so coming back.
Pretty cool. And santasanonymous.ca is where you can donate anytime. That is absolutely awesome. So, the Oilers, it's tough. it's tough. They're going to have to lean on some players here, continue to lean on some players who have not been leaned on before, at least not as National Hockey League players. Dave Tippett was on with Stauff earlier today, and he commented on young players making an impact.
Well, there's some of them that may be a little bit ahead. Some of them, we were hoping for contributions this year. Obviously, start with Skinner. I mean, he came in when Smith goes down, but we could see, even going back to training camp, we put him in a number of exhibition games, and his game was solid. So we felt good about that. He's come in, and he's actually gave us some solid games. And that here, McLeod, he had a tough camp, but he's come back, and he's played a little better here. And it looks like he's getting up to the speed of the game. So he's come back and give us a little bit of boost. And then Broberg's come in and give us some real good minutes. When you lose your whole left side of your defense, when you're looking not just for, it's not just one person that's going to take minutes, but you got to spread them around. And Chris Russell came back from an injury, and then Broberg came in, and Lagesson's got some experience there too. So, but Broberg's come in and give us some solid minutes. He's still a young player. There's still lots of growing for him to do, but he's come in and handled himself very well in a tough situation.
All right, a little bit there from Dave Tippett. Craig writing in, he says, too bad the Oilers weren't able to scoop up one of the Oil Kings all-star goalies. I'm thinking Jari or I think he means Kosa. And he said we had Brossoit, who is now the backup with the Vegas Golden Knights. Yeah, Tristan Jari was a higher. I mean, Laurent Brossoit was very good as a junior, and he had some good games here in Edmonton. I do think he's a solid NHL backup. He never turned into a starter. Tristan Jari was drafted higher and was, you know, to be fair, and Brossoit was really good with the Oil Kings. Jari was a little bit better, and ultimately Jari was the goaltender when they won the Memorial Cup. But they were both great Oil Kings for sure. Jari doing more so far as an NHLer. Really strong for the Penguins lately. Dino Bambino says, well, sorry I didn't see this earlier. Dino says, please make sure you tell Mac T that his bit at the Kevin Lowe retirement about Kevin's hatred of drywall was comedy gold. Mac T was awesome that night. My favorite line, Dino Bambino, was when he said, this seems like a lot for a guy who was the seventh best player in his team and is the second best athlete in his family. Well, see, you guys send in questions for these guests, but I'm sorry, I don't often see them because I'm in the middle of the interview and I kind of have my own ideas sometimes about where I want to take it. D says, ask Kelly Rudy about the summers he would come back home and would skate with Jim Thompson's crew at Parkland Arena. He never played goal and he would play out and he skated. He looked and had hands like Robitaille, pretty good for a goalie. Well, here's the thing you got to remember. If you are playing in the NHL and then you play pickup hockey and you play another position, you'll probably still be pretty good against guys like us, right? No, who knows? Maybe they were all NHLers in that game. But, you got to be a pretty good athlete to play in the – I mean, it's like the – most of the players in Major League Baseball at some point in their careers going to the majors, they pitched, right? Or they were the kid on the team who pitched and then the next game played shortstop and then pitched again and then played center field. And then, you know, he also batted third or fourth or was the fastest runner on the team, right? So I'm sure it's like that for a lot of hockey players. They specialize. I mean, if Connor McDavid had to play a beer league game and you put him on defense, I don't think he would be, oh my God, he's lost. He doesn't know what he's doing. He'd probably still dominate the game. But I appreciate those messages for sure. Oh, here's part of an ongoing story. If you're new to Inside Sports, we sort of have ongoing storylines. It's not really a soap opera per se because it's not that melodramatic. But we have, you know, personalities who text in and call in, and sometimes we follow up on things. So Jillian, who texts the show sometimes and is a big Rob Brown fan, was telling us a few weeks ago she was going to the game in Vegas. So she has sent in a photograph of herself on the strip in Vegas with earbuds in. Because we said, if you go, you still got to listen to Overtime Open Line after the game. Rob Brown discouraged this for some reason. But I said, well, if you tune in, that's great. So she has the picture here. She's on the strip. She's got earbuds in. And she wrote, proof of me walking down the strip, listening to the post game. Took it upon myself to shake hands with anyone wearing Vegas Knights anything and offered my condolences. Literally said, I'm so sorry for your loss to at least 250 people after the game. My husband thought someone was going to hurt me, but I was pleasantly well received. Made for some good entertainment. All right, Jillian. Well, thank you for following up. That was a bit of a cliffhanger. What would happen to Jillian in Vegas? Well, now we know. Everything turned out fine. And she was very polite to any upset Vegas Golden Knights fans. If you missed the news earlier, by the way, I got the email from the NHL PR department while I was talking to Mac T. Brendan Lemieux has been suspended for 5 games for biting the Senators' Brady Tkachuk in the game on Saturday. So a 5-game suspension for biting. There is a video with it, which obviously I haven't watched yet because I've been in the middle of the show. But I saw Chris Johnston tweet out from, well, now he's with TSN, that the NHL said something like they think there may have been multiple biting incidents, but they kind of focused on the one that happened as they were going to the ice. So anyway, five games. You heard Mac D say he thinks that's a little light, clearly a little light. Now, I mean, Rob was joking around a little bit, but he thought it was a pretty awful violation. So that's the latest there. And of course, Brad Marchand yesterday got three games for slew footing in a game against the Vancouver Canucks. So just an update on some NHL discipline. Dave Tippett on Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer earlier today. Hey, the Oilers are 15-5. Here's Tip on the first 20 games.
Let's just call it productive. You know, we've been opportunistic and won some games where we maybe didn't play as well as we should have. The one game we lost at home, I thought was one of our better games we played against Philadelphia and ended up losing. So we've been kind of, it's a bit of a roller coaster because there's been some games where Connor and Leon have been real good. We've had some games where Koskinen's kind of stole us some games, and some games we just hung around and found a way to win. So I think there's, you know, our special teams have been pretty solid. Goaltending, I think, has been solid. Give us a chance to win on most nights. You know, our goals for has been pretty solid. Goals against, 5-on-5 is an area that we have to continue to improve at. Some of that is you know, just getting settled down with our defense core here a little bit. But some of it, we've got some areas where we got to continue to improve.
All right, that's Dave Tippett, who joined Bob Stauffer today after Oilers practice was canceled. Penguins, the opponent tomorrow. Phil Bourque always joins us whenever the Oilers and Penguins play. He's going to be hopping on at 7:30. You'll hear a little bit from Oil Kings captain Jake Neighbors about those teddy bear toss jerseys and how he's been feeling since rejoining the Oil Kings, since coming back from the St. Louis Blues and being named captain. And oh my goodness, it's time to do it.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You gotta do it. When we get back, we are gonna name the animal. For you. Going back to 1987, when I was just a lad in Evansburg. All right. And of course, the name of the song is Animal, and it is time for the segment which is really made Inside Sports World famous. It's called Name the Animal. Now, it is a game, but unfortunately, it's not a contest. You're allowed to help me. But you cannot win anything. This is purely for entertainment and educational purposes because I have found I have learned a lot and I've realized how little I know about how animals actually sound. The only animal I have guessed without a clue, I believe, was walrus.
Yeah,
there might have been a couple other ones I guessed relatively quickly. There have been some where Kellen's basically had to hand it to me on a platter. So if you're new to Name the Animal, here's the thing. Kellen Kennedy, at some point during the day today, went to the 630 Ched Animal Sanctuary, which is just on the north side of the 630 Ched building. And depending on the temperament and size of the animal, Kellen will either bring it back to the 630 Ched control room and it'll make a sound live on the air, or he will record it making its sound in the animal sanctuary and then he'll play it right now. I have no idea what it is. This is not set up. We've been doing this about a year now, ever since.
Actually, tomorrow is the 1 year anniversary. I was looking back through everything.
Are you serious?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Oh my God.
We did the first one on 12/1/20. So
there's one for my resume or my memoirs. Once spent a calendar year naming animal noises on a radio show. I think we've peaked, Kellen. Where do we go from here? We've done Name the Animal for a year.
Only up.
Off and on. No, we haven't done it every week. I wonder how many times we've actually done it.
That I don't have the exact number.
At least 20, I would think.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Okay, so again, are you ready?
Kellen's going to play the noise and the animal sound, and I have to guess what it is. You're welcome to help me on social media, texting, calling, writing me a letter, shouting really loudly in whatever room you're in. I mean, hey, if you live in Macaulay, I might hear you. Or if you happen to be walking down my street, I might hear you trying to help me. All right, go ahead, Kellen. That's a tauntaun from Empire Strikes Back.
No.
Oh, it's a real animal. Is it a camel?
It is not.
Okay. Is it a donkey?
It is a donkey, yes.
It's a donkey. I got to give credit where credit is due. My mother texted me donkey.
Well, there you go.
As did Jason B., as did somebody else. Wow, a lot of people helped me. So camel wasn't that far. Well, I mean.
It was off.
It was off. But I mean, a camel is a hooved animal, just like a donkey. So Roadhammer just texted in jackass. No, Roadhammer. It was Name the Animal, not Name the Host. So that's pretty cool. My mother, who was in a bad state on Sunday because she couldn't decide who she did more, the Calgary Stampeders or the Saskatchewan Rough Riders.
Oh, boy.
In the West semifinal. I think she might have decided she hated Bo Levi Mitchell more, so therefore wanted Calgary to lose more than Saskatchewan. Thanks for the people who wrote in as well. I got a couple really quick replies for donkey coming in. So that is how a donkey sounds, and I probably should have known that right off. But the pressure's on when you're actually the one naming it, everybody.
So is it safe to say that Mrs. Wilkins is cheering for the Bombers this weekend then?
Oh, yeah, she'll be cheered for the Bombers.
Okay, there we go.
Speaking of donkeys, I can't remember if I mentioned this book on the air before. I read it a few months ago. It is called Running with Sherman, and it's by Christopher McDougall. And I read another book of his, too. It's about running. It's called Born to Run. But Running with Sherman, so he and his family live in a rural area in Pennsylvania. And I can't remember exactly how it happened, but they wound up with a rescue donkey. I mean, there was some nearby farm that, got cleared out and was in shambles, and they wound up with this donkey that probably, sadly would have been euthanized otherwise. And it was in really bad shape and really shy and not, cared for. So they got the donkey healthy and into shape, and Christopher McDougall and a couple, I can't remember if it was friends or family members they wound up running with, but they got a couple other donkeys, and they ran an endurance race in Colorado where a human has to run tethered to the donkey the entire time. This is a real thing. Trust me. Look up the book. I realize people might think I'm describing this, and this might be one of my weird jokes, but this is absolutely true. Running with Sherman is the name of the book. Give it a Google. It was really fun to read. And I mean, you kind of fall in love with Sherman the donkey over the course of the book. And it's it's about a donkey human endurance race that happens every year. Running with Sherman is the name of the book. We're going to bring Phil Bork onto the show when we get back.
630 CHED Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins. Weekdays at 6 on 630 CHED.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.